Today we continue in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim with lesson number 5, in which we will learn the 8th and 9th Mishnah of the first Perek, and in the process finish the first Perek. Mishnah Ches continues with the list of levels of Kedusha, beginning with Eretz Yisroel, moving up to Ayoros Hamukofos Choma, and now to the city of Yerushalayim itself, which is, of course, Mukof Choma, which has a wall around it. Lifnim min ha-choma mekudosh mehem. Inside the Choma, the wall of Yerushalayim, is yet more sacred than the other walled cities. Sha'ochlim shom kodeshim kalim u'ma'ase sheni. Within the limits, the city limits of Yerushalayim, as defined by the wall around Yerushalayim, one can eat certain types of korbanos, the lesser level of korbanos, kodeshim kalim, and one can eat ma'aseh sheni in those precincts. Going yet higher, har habayis mikudosh mimenu, the temple mount, the mount upon which the Beis HaMikdash stands, or stood, we hope soon again stands, Mikudosh Mimenu, is more sacred than the rest of the city. She'ein zovim v'zavos nidos v'yoldos nichnosim lishom. Because those people who have that type of tumor, of a zov or a zava or a nida or a yoledes, cannot enter the Har Habayis. The Tosefta explains that just as in the desert there were three machanos, there was the Machane Shechina where the Mishkan was, around that was the Machane Leviya where the Leviim were encamped, and around that was the Machane Yisroel where the rest of the Jewish people were. So too Yerushalayim. From the gate, from the walls of Yerushalayim until the Har Habayis, that's Machane Yisroel. From the door or the gates to the Har Habayis until Shar Niknur, until the gate known as the gate of a man named Niknur, that's called Machane Leviya. Within the precincts of the Shar Niknur, that's called Machane Shechina. A Mitzora has to be outside Yerushalayim completely. So too did he have to be outside any Ir Mukof Choma, Mimos Yehoshua ben Nun, in Eretz Yisrael. Zovim, Zovos, Nidos, and Yoldos are sent out of the Har Habayis, but they can still be in the rest of Yerushalayim. A Tome Meis can even be in the Har Habayis, but he cannot be within the area designated by the Shar Niknor and further toward the center, the epicenter of the Beis HaMikdosh. As we move from the outside in, from the wall to the Har Habayis, and then we go further, there is a demarcation point known as the Chael, a 10 amma wide, about a 15-foot wide strip called, before you actually reach the wall of the temple courtyard, that is called the Chael. So in that chayel area is mikudosh mimenu, is more sacred than the rest of the Har Habayis. She'en goyim utmei meis nichnosim lishom. A non-Jew or a person who has come into contact with a dead body cannot go even into the chayel. This, we are taught, is only midrabonon. Min haTorah, utmei meis can be further inside the Beis HaMikdosh. However, Tumei Meis is expelled even from the Chael. With reference to Goyim, interestingly, even though we've learned many times in our study of Mishnayos that a non-Jew was given the halachic status of a Zav, however, when it comes to this particular set of Dinim, he does not have the halacha of a Zav. Remember, a Zav can't even go into the Har Habayis. However, a non-Jew can go into the Har Habayis, but not further than the Chael. Not even into the Chael. Moving forward, closer inward into the Beis HaMikdash, once you pass the Chael, you come to what's called the Ezras Noshim, the courtyard where on Sukkot, at least, the women were put into a separate gallery than the men. Ezras Noshim Mikudeshes Mimenu. That area is even more sacred than the Chayil. She'ein Tevul Yom, a person who was Tomei and went to the mikveh, but the sun has not yet set upon his days of Tumah. Ein Tevul Yom Nichnas L'shom. A Tevul Yom cannot enter into the area of the Ezras Noshim. And the Gemara explains in several places. You've almost Daf Zion recently studied in Daf Yomi. One of those places that Yehoshaphat, the king Yehoshaphat, and his Beis Din made a gzera that a Tevul Yom should not go that far into the Beis Hamikdash where the Ezras Noshim was. However, if he does, the Ein Chayovim Aleho Chatos. If by accident he transgresses and does go further, this Tevul Yom does go into the Ezras Noshim, he's not obligated to bring the Korban. Ezras Yisrael, once we go further into the courtyard, known as the courtyard of all the Jewish people, Mikudeshes Mimena, that's even more sacred than the Ezras Noshim. She'ein Mechusa Kippurim Nichnas L'shom. If a person was Tomei, that type of Tumah, like a Zav or a Zava or a Nida or Yoledes or Mitzora, which requires a Korban. So even though they've already gone to the Mikveh, etc., and the sun has set upon their last day of Tumah, but if they have not yet brought their Korbanos, they cannot go into the Ezras Yisroel. Indeed, any person, even if he's Tohor, cannot go into the Ezras Yisroel until he first goes into the Mikveh. So nowadays, without entering into the entire question of going into the what's called the Temple Mount nowadays, but certainly if one does go and one can determine where to go and where not to go, you can't go into the region where you've determined that the Ezras Yisroel was until you first go to the Mikveh. If a person who's Mechusa Kippurim, who hasn't brought his korban yet, does go into the Ezras Yisroel Bishogeg, he's Mechuyov a korban chatos. Ezras HaKohanim, now going further closer in, Ezras HaKohanim, that courtyard where the Kohanim functioned, Mikudeshes Mimeno, is even more sacred than the Ezras Yisroel. She'ein Yisroel nichnosim lishom elo b'shas tzorcheyem. Because a Yisroel, a non-Kohen, can't go into that region unless it's necessary for him to do so for the service of a korban, which can be under one of three situations. L'smicho, if he's given a korban and he has to place his hands upon the neck of that korban, so of course he has to come into the Ezras Kohanim to do so, and he may. Lishchita, if he's a good shochet, and shechting a korban does not have to be done by a kohen. Shchita kesheira bezor, a non-kohen can also shecht. So if this shochet, who is a Yisroel, wants to come into the Ezras Kohanim to shecht a korban, he may. Litenufa, and similarly, if he is the person who brought a korban which requires the waving process of called tenufa, then he may enter the Ezras Kohanim for that purpose. Proceeding now to Mishneh Tes, further toward the west, as one goes from the Ezras Kohanim, one passes the Mizbeach, and there's a small space between the Mizbeach, the altar, and the Ulam, the great porch in front of the Heichal, in front of the one of the major inner chamber. So Bein HaUlam V'la Mizbeach, and that strip between the Mizbeach and that Ulam, that big central hall, the hallway, Mikudosh Mimeno, is even more sacred. She'ein Baal Emumin. There, a Kohen who is a Baal Mum cannot go there. Uprue Rosh Nichnosim L'shom. A Kohen who has not taken a good haircut in the past 30 days cannot go into that area. Now, moving further west, HaHeichal Mikudosh Mimeno. The Heichal, where the Shulchan, the Menorah, and the Mizbeach HaZohav were, that's even more sacred. There, She'ein Nichnas L'shom Shelo Rechutz Yodayim V'Raglayim. Even a Kohen cannot go there unless he has bathed or washed his hands and feet from the fountain, he cannot go into the area of the Heichal. Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies, Mikudosh Mehem, is even more sacred than the Heichal. Because the Heichal, any Kohen can go there, seemingly from this Mishnah, any time, as long as he has Rechutz Yadayim V'Raglayim. However, the Kodesh Kodoshim, She'ein Nichnas L'Shom El Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim B'Shas HaAvoda. Only the Kohen Gadol can go there, and even he only on Yom Kippur, and even on Yom Kippur only for the Avoda, for the various Haktoros and Hazoos, the incense burning and the sprinkling of the bloods that were part of the Avodas Hayom of Yom Kippur. Omer Rabbi Yossi came along and said, "B'chamisha devorim bein ha'ulam v'la mizbeach shove leheichel." That in certain respects, the ulam v'la mizbeach is as strict as the heichel. Because according to the Tanakhama, it would seem that he can go bein ulam v'la mizbeach, a Kohen can go there as long as he's not a balmum or prue rosh. But as long as he's done Rechutz Yadayim V'Raglayim. And even if he's not done Rechutz Yadayim V'Raglayim, it would seem from the Tanakhama that Rechutz Yadayim V'Raglayim is only necessary for the Heichal, but not for Bein Ulam HaMizbeach. But Rabbi Yossi holds, no. The Ulam HaMizbeach is almost as holy as the Heichal with reference to five matters. Number one, She'ein Balei Mumin Ufruei Roshu Shesuye Yayin V'Shelo Rechutz Yadayim V'Raglayim Nichnosim L'Shom. That a Kohen who is a Balmum or Prue Rosh, he hasn't had a haircut in 30 days, or he's drunk wine, or he hasn't bathed his hands and feet, can also not go into the Ulam LaMizbeach. Not only can he not go into the Heichal. Uforshin, and the Kohanim would stay away from, would separate themselves, Mibein Ha'ulam LaMizbeach B'Shas HaKtorah, at the time that the incense was being burned upon the golden mizbeach, the golden altar inside the heichal, or when the Kohen Gadol was burning the incense inside, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, at that time, the Kohanim would stay away from that whole area, leaving it empty of civilization while this very holy procedures were being performed. That's Rabbi Yossi's opinion. The Tanakhama says that only when the Haktorah was being done in the Heichal, then the other Kohanim would stay away from the Ulam LaMizbeach. But when the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur was in the Lefnai V'Lefnim, was in the inner sanctum, then the Kohanim would just stay away from the immediately next outside area, namely the Heichal. But they would not be prohibited. They would not separate themselves from the Ulam and the Mizbeach. And so we have finished the first perek of Maseches Kelim, and in the process have finished lesson number 5.